Benny Hinn is actively trying to silence me, abusing the YouTube copyright system to try to take my YouTube content off the internet. But so far, YouTube has got my back. I have contacted an attorney, and this could possibly turn into an actual lawsuit. I'm going to give you a full update right now. I don't normally make this kind of video, but I think because of the current situation, this particular situation, it's worth giving you the update. I made my big video on exposing Benny Hinn, 30 years of spiritual deception, based on and focused on the victims of Benny Hinn, because this man's hurting people, leaving people destitute, abusing sick and ill people as props to bring glory to himself, deceiving people. Really bad stuff. That's my impression. That's my best understanding of the evidence I presented in that big four-hour video. It's been making waves.
This video is just brutal. We gotta call a spade a spade. Mm-hmm. This has gotten out of control, and I'm grateful for the work of Mike Winger putting this together. This right here, I think if there's ever a case of someone just flat out getting it wrong over and 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 over again and never repenting for it. And so my question to supporters of him is, like, how naive are you?
And you're going to tune out? Yes, categorically, without question, Benny Hinn must repent at the very least of carnal manipulative fundraising, which he himself has renounced but has gone back to again and again, and at the very least of false prophecies that were given without accountability or public repentance or change. At the very least, those two things.
I refuse to watch anything of Benny Hinn until he publicly repents.
We're going to talk about Mike Winger laying a masterful four-hour class against Benny Hinn. It's something you want to watch. False doctrine, false prophecies, and fake healings, right?
Mike Winger exposes Benny Hinn's false teachings, his manipulation, his false healings, his false prophecies, his false miracles. All of these things Mike Winger has faithfully gone through, and I would encourage you, go and watch this video.
Mike Winger recently made a comprehensive video covering almost every aspect of Benny Hinn's 30 years of spiritual deception.
But in my heart, I still knew something was wrong. Until I realized Benny Hinn never truly repented. Mike Winger released a video short this week, and I'm going to show it to you right now. If you think Benny Hinn's influence has waned because he's not on TV that much anymore, you are sadly mistaken. He has 4 million followers on Facebook and has 700,000 followers on YouTube. I think this speaks to the fact that some of the people with the largest followings in the Christian world really have the most foolishness and nonsense going on in their ministries. And you're almost dumbfounded how 4 million people, totally lacking in discernment, would follow this guy. But Benny Hinn still has a major influence on the Christian world.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy what's happening. It's very crazy. There has been a lot of uproar against Benny Hinn. And so many people think that it is high time for Benny Hinn to actually just come out and repent. Others, I've been reading some of the comments, and others even are saying that it's high time that Benny Hinn just actually just quits ministry officially.
Now, if you like Benny Hinn and you don't get this and you don't understand, please listen to Mike's video or listen to just snippets of it. I hope you hear what he's saying, because Benny Hinn is a problem.
YouTuber Mike Winger recently released a four-hour-long video analyzing and effectively discrediting Benny Hinn and his entire ministry.
Now, at this point, things get a little complicated, because previously, Jesus Image Church filed a copyright claim against my video that didn't last very long. It lasted less than a week, I think, and then they dropped their claim. What's happening now is very different, and I would say much worse. I think it's an escalation of what happened before. Benny Hinn is directly involved at this point. And that is, he actually has his representative filing copyright claims on YouTube to get my content removed from the internet. And I have proof of this, right? Because what happens is this: if you try to get someone's video removed and it doesn't work through the automated system, you can then appeal that decision and tell YouTube, no, really, you should really remove this video. And you have to write out an appeal and explain in detail. If you do that and YouTube rejects that appeal, guess what they do? They send all that information over to the person who made the video. That's me. So here's what happened. Benny Hinn had his representative And his name's on it. I'll show you guys some images. I'm going to actually walk through it. I'm going to read to you the email that YouTube sent me that gives me the full explanation, all the details about what happened with my video and the claims from Benny Hinn. So starting off, YouTube says, hey, there was a copyright takedown request received for your YouTube video. This is in an email I got from YouTube a couple days ago. We received the copyright infringement notification below regarding your video. We believe your content is protected by fair use. That's amazing to me that they believe that. This is rare for YouTube to actually back up a creator like this. At least in my experience, it's rare. Usually they just sort of stay out of it and they let this automated system handle things. So they say, we believe you're protected. We're writing to let you know we do not plan to remove your video at this time. You have control over your video. They go on and explain the copyright owner, that's Benny Hinn, they may approach you directly to request removal or take other action. This is where I'm sort of expecting potentially a letter, like a threatening letter from a lawyer from Benny Hinn. I don't know if he's going to do that or not. We'll see. I know that Benny Hinn is prone to lawsuits. If you actually search court cases on Benny Hinn on these court case websites, you can actually see there's been a number of lawsuits that Benny Hinn has been involved in. He once, allegedly, right, I'll just say this, he once filed a lawsuit against a man for tweeting something that wasn't true. Tweeting. The man responded later on and said, I would have taken my tweet down if they would have just called me, contacted me. But he actually filed a lawsuit and then the tweet was removed, which is weird to go straight to lawsuits. You know, I reached out to Benny Hinn's ministry before I made my video. Hey, do you want to offer any defense of the things I'm going to talk about? No response. I reached out to Jesus Image when they filed their false copyright claim on my video. They never responded to me, never called me back. I gave them my personal cell phone number to their office, which I never do that. No response. So far, I've had no actual contact, but they're using the system to try to silence me. So YouTube goes on and they say, hey, this is the record. It says begin of copy notice. This is the record of the conversation that we've had with Benny Hinn's representative. So they said to Benny Hinn's rep, hey, thanks for your submission as they requested my video to be taken down. It's under review to ensure it is valid and includes all required elements. We will reply to this email when we've taken action on your request. So here's what Benny Hinn's representative actually said. They sent to YouTube about my video. It's kind of weird. Copyright name owner, that's Benny Hinn right there. Full legal name, that's the person who's working for representing Benny Hinn. I'm not going to put that person's name up here for the sake of their just them being left alone. Their title or job position is creative manager. They're not just a regular average Joe who doesn't understand the system. They're a creative manager, meaning they should know that this is a wrong and an abuse of the system, that I am 100% fully within copyright fair use law. Everybody says that. I mean it. I even contacted an attorney and got an opinion. The opinion was you are in rock solid territory when it comes to fair use. There's specific requirements for fair use. And this is a very important area of the law right now. And I'm very, very confident that I'm well within all legal parameters of fair use. And it's so obvious that I am that even YouTube backed me up, which they rarely do, it seems to me. So that's a pretty big deal. So Benny Hinn, though, he has his creative manager abuse the system of YouTube to try to get my video taken down. They want it to be removed. In fact, that's why it says URL of allegedly infringing video to be removed. They're not requesting monetization of it. They are not just saying we want to have a claim out there that we own this content. They are saying take it down, take the whole video down. They pull out like a section of the video where they're saying I've used their content, about a 10-minute section. I didn't actually use 10 straight minutes of content. I had a bunch of clips in that 10-minute section. At any rate, that's what they presented to YouTube. YouTube analyzed the video and they ultimately rejected this. But check out what, this is important because this is the stakes for Benny Hinn's YouTube channel to be making this kind of claim. I'm looking into this, whether I should file a report with YouTube or not to say, look, they're abusing your copyright system. I don't have a lot of faith in them, to be honest. Like, no offense to the YouTube employees. I'm not insulting you personally here, but I don't have a lot of faith in the way the system's set up that it will actually bring proper justice to someone who's abusing the copyright system like this. But I might file a complaint. We'll see. So they say under penalty of perjury that I have good faith belief that the use of the material in the manner complained is not authorized by the copyright owner, its agent, or the law. So they have to have a good faith belief that I'm violating fair use law, that I don't have that. I don't think they have that good faith belief. I think that's not true. That's my opinion, right? I'm not a mind reader. But if you are a content manager as a job career, then you do this all the time. You're familiar with fair use law. You should know right offhand that I'm not violating anything. It's that clear. Also, I understand that abuse of this tool will result in termination of my YouTube channel. That's a huge consequence that could happen to Benny Hinn's YouTube channel. and perhaps should. I don't know how, if he's abusing the tool with other people or not, but it's definitely an abuse with me. This is an attempt to silence criticism that is protected by fair use law, and it is entirely appropriate and good. This is the response. Benny Hinn is not repentant. Benny Hinn is not taking back the things that he said before. Benny Hinn is trying to silence criticism, abusing a system on YouTube to do it, but YouTube has got my back. So this is the response they gave to Benny Hinn. You can look at it right here, because YouTube had to send it all to me. Hi, Benny Hinn, YouTube says. Thank you for your removal request. We've reviewed your request and need some more information from you before we can proceed. Please read the entire email carefully and for a complete update of each video's status. Action needed. Here's what they wanted from Benny Hinn. They says, we're concerned that your copyright notification may not be valid for the videos listed below. Please keep in mind that in many countries, it's legal to use copyrighted works in specific ways without the owner's authorization. Like here in the US, we have fair use law. Particularly for transformative purposes such as news reporting, parody, commentary, or review. Mine is a critique. It's transformative. It's protected by fair use for specific categories, right? It doesn't infringe upon the marketability of the original work. I don't use too much of any one of the videos. I use a bunch of different videos. I don't use too much of any one video. I don't play too long of clips of particular videos. I do actually provide commentary and critique for educational purposes. It's all of that, and this is well protected, I believe, from fair use. So YouTube pushes back and says, hey, you need to provide more. We're concerned that you don't really have a legitimate claim. Can you give us some more details? Here's a reminder on how fair use law works. They explain some of that to them. And then the response from Benny Hinn's representative is, hi there. Thank you for letting us know about this. They're telling YouTube this. We would like to provide you with additional details related to this video and additional uses of our content that we believe could qualify as copyright infringement. This is where they have the chance to double down and say, we're going to not only tell you here's where he used our content, but we're going to tell you why that is not a valid use. They never do that part, though. In this response, they never even make one single claim to my reading that says, hey, here is where Mike broke the law. They just say he used our content. We don't want it. Why is that? Because they don't have a case. That's my view on this. Let me read on. The video in question from the YouTube user Mike Winger is over 4 hours long, with our content being used throughout the entirety of the video. Below, I've provided time codes from the video in question that correlate to when that video uses our content. Please see below. And they give, you know, a link to my video and a bunch of time codes where I used their content over and over and over again. And I did. I use our content a lot, right? But fairly and in a protected way and in a very careful way. And these timestamps are not accurate too, because they have like a 6 minute timestamp as if I used their content for six straight minutes when I didn't, right? I used it interspersed during that, say, 6 minute section. That's a little misleading to just put the timestamps. Well, YouTube then responds, and now they give their official ruling. Hi, Benny Hinn. Thank you for your response. We reviewed it and provided updates below. Request declined. Thank you, YouTube. Thank you, YouTube. This is like a success of the system. For content creators like myself, I think a lot of us would say, hey, that seems like it doesn't happen very often. I'm very happy to see that. I would have expected problems. And like I had problems with my Joel Osteen video. Like I had problems with other content I've had in the past. But no, they actually backed me up here, which is great. I was very careful about how I use the content. I learn all the time. I learned better about fair use law and how to handle it. So that seems to have been a success. They go on and explain, we remain concerned that your removal request isn't valid for the videos listed below. As a result, the content will remain live on YouTube. Now, here's where it kind of ends off. What happens next, I'm not sure. Here's what the last thing YouTube said to Benny Hinn was, if you still think this copyright removal request is valid, you may appeal this decision. Learn more about your resolution options. You may take back your claim at any time. So they could take the claim away, or they could appeal this decision. This implies there's something else they can do within the system of YouTube to try to continue to have my video taken down. That's where it stands now. Like, if you want to watch my Benny Hinn video, watch it quick, because I don't know what's going to happen next. There's a link to it in the video description down below. This is a bit of an up in the air situation. I don't know what happens next. I haven't hit this stage with copyright disputes on YouTube before. I know that Benny Hinn is unfairly using the system to try to silence criticism that is proper and good, because his ministry is bad. He is a bad, bad man. That's what all the evidence is telling me. And that's what I'm presenting to others, is just the evidence. If what I'm doing is wrong, make a response, show where I've made error, but don't try to abuse the system to silence people. That is certainly something that I think everybody realizes. You're not the good guy when you do this. I'm also waiting potentially for a letter because I might get a threatening letter from a lawyer. There might be a lawsuit coming. And here's my commitment right now. Okay, where I stand right now with all this stuff. I don't want to go to court with Benny Hinn. I don't want to go to court with anybody for that matter. Who wants to go to court? I don't desire it for any of those reasons. But because the motive for my video was the victims of Benny Hinn and the horrible influence he's having as he takes the mantle of Christianity and messes up churches in different places and like a huge influence in Africa and other places as he brings harm with his bad teachings, with his deceptive practices in the name of God, in the name of the Holy Spirit, as he also represents Christianity to many onlookers who look and say, hey, if Benny Hinn is what Christianity is, then obviously Christianity is fake. So he does harm. He's bringing unbelief to the critic, to the thoughtful person who's really going to look at it and go, hey, what? And he's misleading those who are more gullible. It's just a bad situation. He's abusing victims along the way. He's telling poor people to give him their last penny, even if they're in debt, to go ahead and donate the rest of their money over to his ministry. This is bad, bad stuff. Bad stuff. Unbiblical, unchristian. No other way to spin it. And it's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure there's a lot more on Benny Hinn that I just haven't been able to tell you about. Maybe I just know a little bit of it, or maybe there just isn't enough evidence to present it to you yet. That being said, my commitment to you guys with all this stuff is I want it to continue to be public. This is why I'm making this video. I am not going to hide anything. If Benny Hinn takes me to court, it's going to be public all the way through. I'm not going to settle out of court if I can help it, right? He'll try to drain my finances, and I imagine, and all that sort of thing. But I will not settle out of court if at all possible. If there's further things that happen here, I will make it as public as I can because I want to shine a spotlight on Benny Hinn and his ungodly practices. So I'm not going to let him do things behind closed doors, behind the scenes. There's not going to be no payoff. There's not going to be any bullying and manipulation in that regard because I think that has happened, potentially has happened in the past with people who tried to blow the whistle on this guy before. So please, if you would, watch my original video on Benny Hinn. Please, if you would, share that video and help others to see it. And hopefully it stays up on the internet. I have no idea what'll happen next. So appreciate your prayers. And thank you guys for helping make that video reach people. Because it's making a difference. And I know it is. That's why he's doing all this stuff. As for my ministry, I don't normally do this kind of thing. I occasionally do because I think it's important. I think that these people who enter into the world stage to have a worldwide impact in the name of Christ, they should expect to have others examining their ministries. And if they're found seriously problematic, to be making public content about them to help warn others about them. I think this is a good thing. I think this is a healthy thing for the body of Christ. And I get a lot of flack for being obsessed with Benny Hinn or something like that. This is all, that's all garbage. It's all a waste of thinking. That's not what's happening here. I'm currently spending most of my time on other research and other projects, but as needed, I'll dip into this topic and remind you guys of it. So would I be willing to go to court over this issue? Really? Yes, I would at the moment, at least. And I mean, there's always a possibility a change of mind or more information would make me think differently. But my posture at the moment is this, willing to stand my ground as long and hard as I possibly can, however long that takes. And keep that information as public and available as possible because it could be part of rescuing people from being future victims of Benny Hinn. And it could be part of keeping his horrible influence from leading others down the same path because he seems to be training up new people to do the same old stuff. So we're about to have a whole nother generation of Benny Hinn stuff going on. And so bringing light into these things is going to be a cleansing and purifying thing. I think exposing Benny Hinn is evangelism. I think exposing Benny Hinn is health and well-being for the body of Christ. I know it feels icky and weird to a lot of you guys out there. You're like, Mike, just stop talking about this stuff. And I think that you're responding as somebody who's probably distant from the issue, looking on going, ooh, almost like someone watching a surgery going, ooh, why do you keep cutting that thing? That's gross. Leave him alone. But you're not up and close to realize this is a cancer. Benny Hinn is a cancer in the body of Christ, ultimately, and we need to cut it out. And it's icky, but it needs to be done.